Red Business with Jonathan Healy.
Hi there, and thank you very much for joining us. It is a special episode because it's the only time of the year we can do this. Well, of course, we can do that anytime we want, but we're doing it now because it is coming up quite quickly on St. Patrick's Day, and the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Cork City is back. A full lineup of events, and I'm delighted to be joined by Trish Murphy, Events Manager with Cork City Council. How are you doing, Trish?
Very good indeed, Jonathan. Thank you for having me.
I'm just envisaging your feet going like crazy below the desk there now, getting ready for the 17th of March. We have a huge lineup this year, don't we?
We do indeed. We have a full weekend program happening, and obviously the biggest event happening is the parade on Sunday the 17th. So it's very, very exciting. Very exciting.
Now, we are delighted in Red FM to be sponsors of the parade this year. More than 3,000 people are going to take part in it. From when we were kids going in looking at the parade, this has held a fascination for us all. So what's the theme this year, first of all?
Oh, the theme. Well, the theme this year is pure imagination. So it's exploring magic, wonder, colours, and World of Dreams, etc. So it's open to loads of interpretation, which is fabulous. So we're expecting huge colour and huge vibrancy from the parade this year.
Now, we're not going to make the same mistake that they made in Glasgow, are we? This is actually going to be genuinely good, as opposed to someone handing out single jelly beans.
Well, now, we have been very lucky because we have huge community participation in our parade, Jonathan, as you probably know from previous years. We have huge colour and we have huge engagement with those who take part. And I think that's definitely going to be the case again this year. You mentioned the numbers who take part. We're actually up to, at the moment, 3,200 plus participants expected, which is huge. And we have huge representation from across the community in Cork, as well as artistic groups, etc. So we're anticipating it to be really, really good.
No, it will be. It always is, to be fair, even if the weather isn't on our side. There's a huge contingent coming in from New York. Tell us about that band.
We do. I mean, it's a really lovely addition to our parade. We have a number of actual groups coming over from abroad this year, but one of them is the Knights of Columbus Pipe and Drum Group, and this is actually their third time coming to the parade, which is fantastic. And actually, they'll be marching in the New York parade on March 16th, so they're basically doing transatlantic for this.
Right, okay, so they're bringing everything with them, so they'll have their pipes and their drums and they'll be making lots of noise as they're making their way through. The one thing about the Cork Parade that's always great is you're going to see people you know, because you've got all the community groups walking through, as well as the colourful floats, as well as the bands and everything in it. I mean, and that's what makes it special. Cork is, it's a big village at the end of the day, and we want to celebrate that.
Absolutely, and the variety in the parade just really is a reflection of the city, I think. We have a really strong representation from new communities in the city. So I was just looking prior to this, we have about a third of the groups participating are from all the different communities that make up our city, which is fantastic. As well as all representation from different schools, sporting groups, community groups within the city, and as well as some of the artistic groups as well. So we have Cork Puppetry Company taking part again this year with their large float, as well as having Spree Waterford coming down to join us again this year.
Okay, so there's definitely loads of activity. And if you're a fan of the Frank and Walters, and who doesn't like the Franks?
Yes.
They are the Grand Marshals this year. Why did we settle on them? After all, it's been knocking around a while.
They are, I think, a Cork institution, and I have to say we've had really, really positive feedback from everybody since they were announced as Grand Marshal. They're a fabulous representation. They've, you know, they had their anniversary tours just last year, and it is a really, really, really popular choice, acknowledging them as Grand Marshal. We're delighted. And they're actually going to be joined with, followed by the Barrack Street Band, who've done a piece with them before. I think it's Tony Cochrane was the piece of that musical piece. So they'll be the Franks will be marching, will be walking ahead, and they'll be joined by the Barrack Street Band. So we may hear one or two familiar songs from the Barrack Street Band as support to them.
I can imagine you would. Now, it's not just the parade, of course. There's going to be other things. There's the Free Cailleen Moore. That's in the City Hall on the Saturday, isn't it?
It is indeed, and we're very grateful. We're working with cultural organisations and partners around the city, which is really important to acknowledge. In relation to the Free Cailleen Moore, it is the Folk Festival volunteers who are organising it and managing it, and a very big thank you to William Hammond on that, who's leading out on it. So it's already snapping up tickets. It is free, but it is ticketed. If you're interested, I'd suggest looking at our website in relation to getting tickets. And we're anticipating it's going to be a fabulous event. We've other things as well happening. We have Circus Jinx with Circus Factory up in Elizabeth Forth on the Saturday as well. Again, free but ticketed, so take a look there. And there's events happening in Triskell. They've two supported gigs, which I think now are close to sold out. One is Kingfisher and another is Paul Noonan in Triskell. But aside from all of that, there's a huge volume happening. You've Lee sessions, trad sessions running through bars and pubs throughout the weekend. There's a multitude of events for families, nighttime events, etc., organized as part of that are listed up on the website that you can see and are run through our cultural partners in the city.
Okay, and there's lots going on there. Now, the parade itself, as we said, is the big focal point. It's going to start on the South Mall and
Yes.
work its way up to Merchants Quay. And I believe that some of my Red FM colleagues will be there as well, helping out on the day, will they?
They will indeed, I believe so. I believe one of your colleagues will be our MC for the day at the viewing stand, which is brilliant to have, which is fantastic, as well as other of your colleagues around as well.
Oh,
So
there'll be plenty out there, and I'm telling you, they'll go straight to their heads. Don't fool yourself. We'll be listening to this for a long time yet. But it is going to be absolutely fabulous. What's the website if people want to look up where they might get tickets, or where they want to go, or indeed just finding out how they'll get around and about on the weekend, Trish?
Absolutely. It's a www.corkstpatricksfestival.ie, and that's ST for Saint. So that's corkstpatricksfestival.ie. But
Well,
if you Google it, you'll find it there.
Oh, you'll find it there. And everyone's, you can't miss St. Patrick's Day when you're out and about in Cork on
Can't.
Paddy's Weekend. Trish Murphy, Events Manager with Cork City Council. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And happy St. Patrick's Day, Trish.
You too as well, Jonathan. Thank you very much.
That is it for this special episode. Thank you so much for listening. Redfm.ie, loads of Paddy's Day content will be up there over the next while. We're so proud to be the event sponsor for the entire St. Patrick's Festival in Cork. Fiona Corcoran was the producer, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Business podcast every week with Jonathan Healy at redfm.ie and wherever you get your podcasts.